You have your Bible turned tonight to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, very familiar passage here. We want to share with you and just give you a few thoughts the Lord's laid on our heart and encourage our hearts, amen, as we look at this together this evening. Acts chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 1, it said, "Now Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, and ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he who had set for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered people, unto the people, said, You men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" I want to preach on this thought for just a few moments this evening. And then we'll go to house on this thought, such as I have, amen, such as I have. As I got to thinking on this, and I've seen this, these two fellas here, and the Bible says that old Peter and John, and so they went up together in the temple in the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. So this is the evening service. It's 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And they've done their business for today, and they're going up to the temple to worship the Lord. Can you just see this? And I can just see in my mind's eye, they're just full of God and full of goodness. Amen. They're encouraged. They're excited about the things of the Lord. Kind of like we ought to be when we come to the house of God. We ought to come excited, looking, expecting to see something. We ought to come with hope. That's a faith with expectation, expecting God to show up and to show out. Amen. To give us that's going to help us in the days ahead. That's going to encourage us today for tomorrow. And it's going to give us some excitement, praise God, about what we know about God. That we know a little more about Him today, praise God, than we did yesterday. And praise God that we can know a little bit more about Him tomorrow than we do today. But what a blessing that is, because He reveals Himself to those that are looking for Him. Amen? He does. He just reveals Himself. He shows Himself to all those that are looking for Him. And we see them as they go up out of the gate, go to the temple. And the Bible says there's a certain man lame from his mother's womb who's carried with him, whom they laid at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, and ask alms of them who entered into him. So we see this fellow who's lame from his mother's womb. He'd been lame all of his life. And this fellow had never walked a day in his life. Everywhere that he had went from the time he was a little baby, somebody had to carry him, somebody had to help him to get there. Isn't that a pitiful situation? Isn't that pitiful that somebody, have you ever known anybody that never had been able to walk or had lost their ability to walk? What a pitiful situation that is. They can't get up and go. Like we take a lot for granted, don't we? We sure do. We take a lot for granted. We're able to get up. We're able to go. We're able to do for ourselves. We're able to work. We're able to feed ourselves, fend for ourselves. But this man, the Bible said, he'd been lame from his mother's womb. And every day he had to count on somebody to take him up there to the temple so that he could beg a living. Amen? So that he could beg a living. Couldn't make it himself. Had to beg for it. And could you imagine this fella? He's sitting up there again. I got to thinking about this. Here this fella is sitting up for another time. They carry him up there, praise God. They carry him up there to the temple, and they set him down again to beg. And whoever carries him up there, maybe relatives, maybe kin folks, maybe friends. The Bible doesn't tell us that. But we see that they take him up there, they set him down. They say, "Well, here you go. So we'll come back and get you after a while." It's going to get good in a minute. They said, "We're going to come back and get you after a while." I said, you just do what you do, and we'll come get you in a little while. And so they go on about their business. Maybe they go on to work. They go on where they're going. And they leave that fellow sitting there at the gate of that temple, that gate called Beautiful. And that fellow's sitting there at the gate, and he's asking alms of them that went into the temple. See, what he's doing, he's saying, they know he goes in there and they have temple offerings. He thought, maybe, praise God, God will convict their heart. What better place to sit and beg is at the church house door? Amen. Amen. If there's anybody that's going to help you a little bit, it ought to be somebody going into the church house. Amen. Or maybe somebody coming out of the church house. You know, that's done God under Holy Ghost conviction about being so rude and so greedy with all their stuff. So he sits there at that gate called Beautiful, amen, going into the temple, and he begs for a living. And here come Peter and John along. I mean, they're excited. They're talking about the Lord. They're praising His name. They're going to go to a house of God and worship. Amen. They're getting rid of all the cares and all the anxiety and all that stuff. Praise God. They're going to leave it outside. Amen. They're going to chuck it off. They're going to leave it. They're going to go in there where they can worship God. You know, that's the way we're supposed to come. We're supposed to come in the house, praise God, prayed up, fessed up, pented up, amen, ready to worship up a holy and righteous God. To get a hold of Him so He can get a hold of us. So He can point us in the direction we need to go and help us to get there. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. What we do, so many times, you know what we do? We carry all our bags and our luggage and all our anxieties and all those things in the house of God with us. And if we bring them in, praise God, we ought to bring them a foot across. We ought to just come through the door, just say, "Excuse me," shake hands as you go, and just find your way to an altar. Can you imagine the difference it'd make in your life? Amen. If you just brought that stuff to the foot of the cross, praise God, as soon as you got the house of God, and say, "Lord God, I need some help with this," and leave it with Him. Say, "Lord, here it is, amen. But I'm just going to put this in your hands. I'm going to trust you with this, and I'm going to go sit down, and I'm going to worship you. Or I'm going to go sit down if I can. Praise God, I'm just going to worship you." Amen. Amen. Praise God, things get going on around here. You'd think we'd done gotten a black hole in this church when all that went going on. Amen. Folks will begin to get excited, praise God. I got tickled the other day. Our president-elect, or vice president, or whatever, Donald Trump, he was down there in that black church trying to worship. And he ought to try to worship. I mean, black, white people don't have no rhythm. I mean, they was giving it this, and he was trying to, you know, act real spiritual. And boy, he wasn't doing much good at it. Amen? But I won't say when the Holy Ghost is in it. Praise God. I won't say, "Look, God," he say, see, that's what he needs. He needs a good dose of salvation to be able to worship in spirit and truth. Amen? Then he could hook up and work with them a little bit. Praise the Lord. But I'd see them there. These fellas, they've got the right stuff. They've got the right attitude. And they're going into worship. And they get there to the gate called Beautiful. There's this lame man. Lame from his mother's womb. Amen? And he asked alms of them. Amen. He asked God, and said, Bible says, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John. Said, "Look on us." Now I want to see something, just a few things this evening, praise God, that transpired here. Because what Peter says here, he says, "Silver and gold, I can just see him in my mind's eye." He pulls his pockets out. He said, "Silver and gold have I none." He said, "I ain't got nothing in these pockets to give you." He said, "I'm just as broke as a buzzard." Amen. He said, "I'm scratching down just like you are." But he said, "Such as I have, amen, give I thee." Praise God. I want to say glory to God. I'm glad Peter had something that he could pass out. You say, "Well, preacher, he never had nothing. His pockets was empty." I want to say glory be to God. That's where God comes in. He said, when your pockets is empty, when you're down on your luck, when it don't seem like you got nothing left, glory be to God. You've got such as I have. He said, "Give I unto thee." Amen. I'm that such as I have, praise God. You'll tell you what he had. He had something to pass out, amen, to this fella. He was begging. He was looking. He was desiring something. I wonder how many times people are begging and looking and desiring something from me and you, and we don't have nothing to give them. But I believe old Peter and John, I believe they was a bubbling over with the goodness of God. I believe there's a Holy Ghost excitement, praise God, had been stirred down in their soul. You say, "Well, how do you know that?" Because as Luke's writing to us here, praise God, they just got through Pentecost. Amen. They just got to, glory be God, a feeling the Holy Ghost of God. They just got through, my God, a moving in a miraculous, in a magnificent way in their hearts, their lives. They see folks, several thousand folks saved by the marvelous grace of God. They are still excited about it. Hey, they ain't like most of us. They hadn't got over it yet. Amen. They was aglow and they was a beaming, praise God, with godliness. And people, and Peter fastened his eyes on him, upon him, with John said, look upon us. And he says, such as I have. I want to say, number one, what he had, he said, and the Bible tells us that they had spent some time with Jesus. Amen. He tells us over here in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, he said, when they got to looking at him, they realized that they was ignorant and unlearned men. But there was a difference in them. And he said, you know what it was? They'd been with that man Jesus. Amen. They was a different, when they looked upon him, and they said, they looked upon him, praise God, they'd been with Jesus, amen, and they had some, of course, such as I have, they had compassion in their hearts. Amen. I won't say anybody that's ever been with Jesus much at all has got compassion in your heart. Amen. There's a love and compassion, praise God, that you get that you don't get over. It overwhelms you. It overwhelms you. It overwhelms you. Praise God, it moves into your life and it becomes a part of who you are. And they had an overwhelming compassion in their hearts or lives, praise God, for this man. They seen him here a-begging. I just see Peter. The Bible tells, I like old Peter because he's always running around. I mean, he was a spontaneous person. Amen. Somebody said, well, Jesus, over here, phew. Peter took off. They told him, well, Peter, they said the tomb's empty. Peter took off. And the Bible says he outrun John, praise God. He got down there to the temple, or to the tomb, praise God. He didn't stop looking. He just slid on in. Amen. He slid right on in, praise God, looking around, where is he? And then, you know, John comes along, bebopping along after him. Amen. Peter done outrun him, but John comes along. He stoops down there at the temple, and John begins to look in. Glory be to God, John is looking to see. Amen. So Peter was looking, but Peter was anxious. I mean, he ran. I mean, he got there quick. But he was looking, but he wasn't looking to see. He was looking to see that wasn't there. John was looking to see what was there. And John looks in there, praise God, he sees that grave clothes laying there where they had been, where Jesus had been. But John noticed there was something different about those grave clothes than any of the grave clothes he had ever seen. Amen. They wasn't tore up and tore apart. It was just like a cocoon wrapped up and the body was gone. Amen. Them clothes, grave clothes were still wrapped together. Because he wasn't like Lazarus. Nobody loosed him and set him free in a human way and a human sense. But Holy Ghost God just come by and got him out of there. But John looked and he seen that napkin. It went across his face and said it was wrapped together, folded together. And laid where his head would be. Glory be to God. I believe old John got to shouting and praising God. And Peter said, what's the matter with you, you crazy thing? Can't you see he's gone? He said, glory be to God. Yeah, he's gone. I just see old John. He run back and forth in front of that tomb. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He said, what's the matter with you? He's gone. He said, yeah, but glory to God. Look at the napkin. Look at the napkin. He's coming back. Praise God. He's not finished. Praise the Lord. See, I believe they still something got a hold of him. Praise God, they ain't got a... They was some compassion in their hearts. Amen. Lord, we need compassion in our hearts for the lost. We need to be able to tell them, praise God, that he's not finished. Glory to God. You say, how do you know, preacher? Because he's still working on this old sinner. Amen. He's a helping me. Glory be to God. I don't know if he's helping you like he does me, but boy, he's helping me. Amen. Glory be to God. What a Savior we have. Amen. See, such as I have, he said, I have compassion. I'm going to show you some compassion. He began to get his focus. Amen. Not only did he have some compassion, but he had a Holy Ghost boldness. Amen. He said, he fastened his eyes upon him. And with John, he said, look on us. Amen. Now listen, the Holy Ghost boldness will get you where you can desire people to look at you. You can desire people to dissect your life. You can desire people to look at you, not only at the church house, but down at your house. and it won't hurt your feeling a bit. I've heard people say, well, preacher, I feel like they're trying to pick me apart. Amen. Praise God. All of a sudden, I'm going to tell you, Peter, John pulled up there and Peter said, hey, listen. He said, such as I have. He said, Holy Ghost bold as I've got. He said, I've got something, praise God, that's down in my soul that makes me different. Amen. He said, I want to shine. Praise God. You do. You look at me. You look hard. Praise God. All you're going to see is Jesus. Amen. He said, that's all that I'm allowing to come out. Praise God. Holy Ghost bold. Say, Lord, God of glory, just let Jesus shine out. Amen. So Jesus is a shining, praise God. You know what that was? That was just selflessness. Selflessness. He just turned himself over to the Lord. Amen. And it said, the Bible said that he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. See, it wasn't about them. It wasn't about selflessness. It was about selflessness. It was about just saying, hey, you know what? It ain't me that you see. It ain't me that you'll get. It ain't me that I have to give. But he said, such as I have. He said, I'll give it to you. He said, it's free. Praise God, he give it to me, and I'll give it to you. Amen. Ain't that free gift of salvation, ain't it something? It's one of the most spectacular things you'll ever see. Amen. All the most spectacular things that you'll ever receive is that free gift from the Lord. Amen. He said, I don't have no outward stuff to give you. Amen. He said, my pockets are empty. Ain't got nothing under my robe. But praise God, what I've got down in my heart. He said, I want to give to you. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to say tonight, youngins, amen, such as we have, we ought to have something down in our heart that we want to give to every loved one that we have. I've known people. Every family in this church, we've got loved ones that's out of the will of God or just slap out lost. About every day, somebody call me or text me and say, preacher, please pray for such and such. Or sometimes they just say, well, preacher, please pray. Help me pray. I say, praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Praying. Amen. Hey, I don't need to know what it is. God does. Amen. And but it's God just a moving and he's blessing and he's a helping, praise the Lord. And God's just getting the glory out of it all. And we're seeing people, praise, touched by the mighty hand of God. Amen. Such as I have, praise, because we want to give it out. We want to see people get help. And we know who holds the help, don't we? We know that God is the only place that we can get help. Amen. In the day and hour we live, we think we can get everywhere else. Lots of folks believe you can get it in other places. But I want to say a place where we get our best help is from the Lord. Because it's an internal help. Any other help we get would be temporal. But praise God, I thank God for that eternal help that He has to give us. Amen. I can see the excitement in these boys' eyes as they get this fellow. They said, look upon us. You see what we are? See, we're children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they say, it with selfishness, mate. Praise the Lord. And then we see the strength that they have to offer. Amen. In verse 7, he says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, why rise up, walk. That's what Jesus said. That's what Peter says to him. In verse 7, said he took him by the hand. Amen. By the right hand. And lifted him up. Now I want you to see this. Amen. He says, such as I have. And he said, I'm going to give it to you. He said, but you got to receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, there's a lot of folks that went by the name of Jesus. Back in that time, they said that was a popular name. But old Peter says, hey, listen, such as I have, I'll give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. He said, there's something about that name. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, it's a name above all names. It's a name, praise God, that you won't soon forget, a name that you won't soon get over. Isn't it amazing in the day and hour we live how that name messes with so many people? Oh, you can pray and you can praise God, but as long as you don't mention Jesus, it's all right. You can go anywhere and you can pray anywhere, anything, do anything you want, as long as you don't mention the name of Jesus. But I want to say there's something about that name. Amen. Praise God, and it's faith in that name that makes the difference. Praise the Lord. We see the strength, praise God, that he had. Now notice this. Now remember, Dr. Luke is writing this. The beloved physician. And he's writing this and said he took him by the right hand. That right hand represents a hand of power for most people. Most people are right-handed. Amen. Most people is the one that you use to show strength with. He said, took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And he said, immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now notice the strength. Amen. Such I have. He said, I've got some strength. I've got some power to give you. The power that you don't have yourself. Amen. And he reached down and he began to touch him. Praise God. Now notice this. The strength. Now where did that strength come from? Now I can just see Dr. Lucas. He's a pinning this down. Amen. And he's going through his mind. He's a medical doctor. He said he reached down with his right hand. He got hold of that old crippled man who'd been crippled all his life. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, rise up and walk. He didn't say just rise up. He said, let me help you up. He said, rise up. He said, get up and walk. Now, Dr. Luke, in my mind, he's putting this thing out here at the strength that God has. Praise God. And just a thought, praise God, just a fraction of a second. Glory be God. There's a transformation took place. Hello? A transformation took place. Amen. The muscle tissues, they begin to rehabilitate. The mind began to send blood through places that hadn't been touched, that hadn't been moved upon in all his life. Hello? Things begin to happen in the sinews of his body. His joints begin to, that was locked up and probably hadn't moved right in his whole life. The sinews, the muscles, the tendons, praise God, the joints begin to be lubricated. Amen? Praise God, the mind began to tell the blood to flow through, amen, through these joints. I'm talking about in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Glory be to God, Peter reached out. He said, such as I have, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Didn't have to go through 6 months of rehabilitation. Didn't have to go down to Pisgah Minor Rehab for a year. Amen. But Peter reached down at right hand. He said, such I have. Glory be to God. He reached down and he touched him. Such as we have, praise God. What we have, we can reach out and touch people with and it'll change them immediately. Amen. He reached down, got him by his right hand and lifted him up. And the Bible says, immediately. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Amen. That's one of Mark's bywords. Immediately. Anon, foot right away, amen. Mark just boom, 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 things is happening. He said, the Lord's a-doing these things. And Dr. Luke says, he reached out and said, immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Immediately. When Peter reached and got him by the hand in faith, and he reached up and got Peter by the hand in faith, praise God. Those that ever join in him, the blood began to flow through his brain, began to push things. Praise God. The brain began to make things happen in his body. And the Bible said that he leapt up. Amen. You say, what'll get somebody up like that, faith? Hello? Amen. Praise God. Immediately, faith makes a difference. Old sinner that's lost and dead and undone, praise God, in his heart and his life. Amen. Immediately when the Holy Ghost of God gets a hold of his life, he recognizes he's just an old sinner in need of a Savior. God reaches down to where he's at. He confesses his sin and immediately he receives a heart transplant. Amen. Immediately his thinking changes. Immediately he realizes that he can do nothing without the Lord. And immediately, God saves him, and immediately, God gives him that strength. That's from the throne of grace. Can you see this? Can you see old doctor? Can you see old doctor? It just amazes me. I see old Dr. Luke, he's a pen in this damn. He gets there, and he paused a second. He said, yeah, in a little while, he said, no, wait, immediately. Can you see him writing that down? He said, immediately. Now watch this. Immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Amen. Now you're talking about feet and ankle bones that had never been used. Amen. And he said immediately, right now, quick, fast, in a hurry, praise God. He said they strength in his feet and in his ankles. Amen. What made a transition like that? Faith. Faith in the Lord. If we're going to see the Lord do anything, it's going to be through faith. Through faith, believing. They said, we have to believe to receive. Amen. This fellow looked at him. I believe he said, look upon it. And he said, such as I have. He prayed God. I believe when he looked up at Peter and he looked up at John and he seen the joy that was down, was a gleaming out of their eyes, and that the radiating light was shining through their radiance of their glow. Praise God. He said, I want what you fellas got. Amen. Throw down his cup. He said, I don't need a beggar's wage. Glory to God. He said, I want what you fellas have got. I tell you, I'd rather have what God's got than anything this world has. Amen. Such as I have, praise God. Such as I have. I've got the Lord Jesus Christ. If I die today, amen, a poor and living in a cardboard box, I've got Jesus, praise the Lord. Amen. I'd rather have Jesus than the treasures of the world. Amen. It's the better part. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, and he leaping up stood. You know what I like to call this? The leap of faith. Amen. The leap of faith. That's what got him up. That leap of faith. He believed, praise God. These fellas had something to give in the name of Jesus Christ. He believed on that name. And he jumped up. He leapt up. He got up. Praise God. But now look what the leap of faith does. It said he leaping up stood on those old feet that never stood before. On those legs that had never bared his weight before. Amen. Those legs that never walked and carried him nowhere. His blank is on those legs that never run a football down a field. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God on those feet that, praise God, had never put one in front of the other by himself. But praise God, the Bible said he leaping up stood. Can you just see him? He get a hold of his hand. He pulls him up and praise God, he leaps to his feet. Amen. He didn't wait for them to tug him and pull him, praise God, and try to get him on their shoulders like your mother fellas did when they carry him here and carry him there, praise God. He said, wait a minute, glory to God, and he leapt up. Amen. I want to say, praise God, that's what faith does. Faith will help you to leap up, praise God. It'll loose you and set you free. And the Bible said he leapt up and he stood, and then he walked. Praise God. Can you see him? He's there. He's there and he's got his beggar's cup and he's a begging. Alms. Every time somebody come to the door, he'd say, alms. See, he got a little something for the poor. He got a little something for this old beggar. But praise God, Peter got a hold of his hand. He said, such as I have, give thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Reaching, got him by the hand and he leapt to his feet and he stood up. He said, glory to God. Ain't this something? Amen. Praise the Lord. I see old Peter, he just stepped back and said, glory to God. God is good. Amen. And he started heading down toward the temple. And that old boy just started following. He said, I ain't going to get too far from this. Amen. Glory be God. Hey, God, Lord God, this is so good. I want to get closer and closer. And he started walking along, following old Peter and John. And old Peter and John was a smiling. Praise God. And they had a smile on their face. And he just wouldn't take off. He said, heading for that temple door. Praise God, with that old crippled man following in their tracks. Amen. He leapt up, stood. The leap of faith, praise God. He believed God. And then he began to walk. Because he didn't want to get... He didn't want that precious. He said, such as I have. He said, what you got, I don't want to get too far from it. Amen. Lord, could you just see him? Amen. Them old legs. He had never walked before. Amen. But he's watching it. Glory be. He's watching these old saints of God are walking. He said, praise God. Amen. I want what they got. So he's walking, following them. Probably walked a little funny for a while. Amen. Glory to God. Can you see it? This just amazes me. I can just see on Dr. Luke as he's writing this down. He said, glory to God. It ain't nothing but God. He said, God's all over it. Praise the Lord. He said, he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple. Amen. And I believe about the time, hey, glory to God, such as I have, give I unto thee. He says, about the time of that old boy, he was still focusing on that walking. Amen. trying to stay with old Peter and John. He wasn't going to let them get out of his sight. And praise God, everywhere they was going, he was going. Amen. They went in that temple door. I'd see him as he goes in that temple door behind them. Amen. He was still trying to get this walking thing down. And all of a sudden they stop. And there's just dead silence all around everywhere. And he looks around. Praise God. Hey! Probably a place he had never been in his life. Glory be to God. Never been able to admit it in. Because he is a crippled man. But glory be to God. He looked around. He was there. And he was ever with old. Amen. He said, oh, Peter said, such as I have, give I unto thee. And by that time, I believe old Peter and John, I believe they done got in there and they've been going, whoa! Whoa! Old Peter's over here. Whoa! Old John, he's running around over here. Whoa! Whoa! People's a looking around. What's the matter with these? Don't they know this is a holy place? What are they doing? Oh, whoa! Oh, Peter's over here. Whoa! Glory! Amen. All of a sudden, back in the back of the room, where they'd come through the door, they'd say somebody else. I guess, well, glory! Amen. Hey, look at, well, glory! And there's a fellow back there jumping up and down and praising God. Amen. And then he takes him a running spell trying to get back. He realizes he done got away from old Peter and John and he needs to get back to where they're at. Praise God. Said, because such as they have. Amen. Praise God. Can you see it? I can see it. Glory be to God. The folks look around. They said, who's that fella? He looks kind of familiar. Seemed like I've seen him around town somewhere. Somebody says, no, wait a minute. Could that be? Because I've never seen such a glow in all my life. Hey, he's looked like old Moses when he come off the mountain. Glory to God, they've got a shining all over him. I know that fella from somewhere. Somebody says, that's Watch-His-Face boy. He said, what? He said, that's Watch-His-Face boy. That's who that is. Amen. And they said, so how can you tell? Said he's a running, leaping, or praising God like that. How can you tell who he is? He said, because I've seen him many, many times. He said, no, wait a minute. Oh, watch his Facebook. He sits outside the gate and he begs. Said he's never been in here. Glory to God. About that time, that old boy breaks out with a big roar. Well, glory! And he takes him another spell. And he takes him another laugh. And he's leaping and he's praising God. Amen. Because God done touched him on purpose. Amen. All because somebody come along and had compassion. Wanted to show him the power and the strength of God. Said, I ain't got nothing money earthly to give you. Now, man, if you count on me to take care of you earthly, you're out of luck. But he said, such as I have. Amen. He said, I've got something from the Lord I'll share with you. Amen. And he said, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he reached out that hand. You know what it took? It took that reaching out that hand. And it took that boy reaching up in faith and getting a hold of that hand. That was just as if he reached and got a hold of God himself. Amen. And Luke says, his ankles and his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And they needed all the strength they could get. Because that old boy's going to leap up from there. He was going to fall. He's going to walk. And he was going to leap. And he's going to run. And he's going to praise God. Amen. All the rest of the days of his life. Praise God. Can you see it? You know, well, preacher, you got a very vivid imagination. I know, but leave me alone. Amen. I have a good time, me and the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But what really gets me is that old fella, he's in the temple. Never been there before. He's in there. I mean, Holy Ghost revival breaks loose. Somebody says, go get his mama. She's going to want to see this. Amen. My house said, go down there to the field and get his daddy. So they finally make it up for born. I mean, just the whole place is rejoicing with the Lord. And along about evening time, oh, I mean, there's been a whole lot of praising going on. I mean, down at the temple, there's been a whole lot of rejoicing, carrying on. Amen, all kind of manner. But along about evening time, long about evening time, about the time when them old boys would come by and pick up his poor beggar. They get up back up there to the gate, It's called beautiful. And one of them looks at the other and says, "Where's old Leroy? I don't see him." He said, "Well, I don't see him either." He said, "Well, he couldn't have went nowhere. He ain't never went nowhere by himself. Amen. He's never got up unless we lifted him up. But let's look around here. Maybe he crawled off somewhere." They look around there a little bit, trying to find old Leroy. Amen. But old Leroy, he done got up, praise God. They said, "He got up by himself. He didn't get up by himself." They said, "Lord Jesus Christ lifted him up." And about the time, I know I got a video in a minute, but about the time they get tired of looking for Leroy. Said, "I don't know where he's at. Well, let's just go see if somebody, maybe he got sick. Somebody took him to the house." And about the time they turn around, head back down toward old Leroy's, they hear a big, "Whoa, glory!" out of the temple. The doors bust open. Amen. And glory to God. All of a sudden, here he comes out the temple doors, leaping and jumping and praising God. One of them looks at the other and says, Leroy, is that you, Leroy?" Oh, Leroy don't answer, boy. He just, "Well, glory, praise God." And he just keeps going right on by, leaping and jumping and praising the Lord. Amen. Giving him all the praise and the glory and honor he deserves. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you just see in your mind's eye? And them boys stand there with their mouth open, speechless. They stand there speechless. They can't get a hold of this. Finally, he's done run on ahead. Praise the Lord. I believe maybe mama and daddy right behind him. They're leaping and jumping, praising God too. Amen. And old Peter and John, they come a-sauntering out of there. Amen, boy, just rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. And them old fellas sitting there scratching their head. Amen. And old Peter and John, he's up there, them old boys. And them old boys say, "Sir, what's going on here? Can you share this with me?" And old Peter says, "Silver and gold have I none. But," he says, "such as I have," he said, "give thee unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." Praise God. And before it's said and done, there's another or two that's a standing and a walking and a leaping and a running and a praising God. Amen. Boy, somebody looks around a little bit later. Two old boys are running down the road. "Hold up, Leroy! Glory!" Amen. Amen. Glory to God. "Such as I have." "Such as I have." What do we have tonight? What do we have that we could buy us out so that folks like old Leroy can come out of there shouting? They can stand and walk and praise God. Boy, we need to investigate tonight and see what I have. We can say, "Such as I have, let me give it to you. I ain't got silver and gold. I ain't got a whole lot of money to give you. But such as I have, Brother X, I'm going to share it with you." Amen. "The name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want you to have what I've got." Amen. "I want you to have it." Paul said, "Hey, I would they were just like me except for these bonds." Amen. Paul said, "I've got too much of holding me back." He said, "I wish I was set free to worship Him and run and praise Him and witness for Him like I'd like to." Praise God. But what do we have tonight? What do we have to give out? What do we have to pass out? Old Peter said, "Such as I have." Amen. What do we have? Do you have what you need? Amen. So you can pass it out to somebody else. So that you can give just a little bit of encouragement. So somebody can get just a little bit of excitement because of what you've got down in you. Amen. I tell you what, there's something down in me that stirs my bones. Amen. I'm like old Jeremiah. Praise God. I've been reading Nehemiah, Jeremiah, Ezra. I'm like old Jeremiah. I couldn't quit if I wanted to. Amen. This old flesh is tried.
He has. This old flesh has tried, Brother Jeff. But you know what? He's a fire in my bones. I tell somebody, such a God, I've got something down in here. Boy, I'd like for it to just run out on all of you so you get just a little bit of it. Glory be to God. Why? So you could stand for Jesus. So you walk for Jesus. So you could leap and praise God for Jesus. Amen. Because he's such as I have. What do you got tonight? Have you got enough to share with somebody else?